In this meditation, what we're going to be doing is, in a sense, picking up on a theme which is in this first module, which is not actually directly related to ethics, but is very important to the whole development of ethics, which is a sensitization towards what is actually happening in your experience. And so we're going to be paying attention, and it's a meditation that we'll be very familiar with, but we're going to be paying attention to little things arising in your experience and taking note of them. And also, in a way, developing a sense of not just noticing, but a sense of softening towards what is occurring in your experience. So let us get into a comfortable position, making sure that this posture that we're adopting is intentional, in the sense that, yeah, this is different from just sitting in a chair or sitting on the floor or on your cushion or meditation stool, whatever you normally use. That this particular way of sitting is actually sending a message to keep alert and awake and aware. To be receptive to our experience, and particularly in an ethical sense of being receptive to experience and what is being given to us in that experience, we need to have this uprightness and alertness, this sense of being open to what is occurring in experience. And before we ever go to the normal aspects of meditational practice, taking ourselves to the breath, we might just be open to what is arising right here, right now for us. It could be thought, but more often than not, it's just small sensations in the body, noticing things that we are not usually receptive to. And that might just be the feeling of your buttocks or your bottom on your seat. It may be the feeling of your legs or your feet on the floor. As we sit here, just being open, as I say, to our experience, we might notice the warmth or coolness on exposed skin, usually hands and face. And then we're not trying to generate these experiences, we're just noticing them, opening to them, being aware of them. So that awareness is also a receptivity. We might notice the touch of clothing on our bodies. And something is occurring all the time, just as many of these other things are. Yeah, we're often sitting on a seat, but we're not reflecting on our buttocks on our seats. Unless we're feeling really cold or really hot, we're not aware of the air touching our skin. And think of that in daily life. How often we're passing through daily life almost immune to the little things that are telling us quite a lot. And that telling us and our receptivity have to be engaged in order for us to comprehend what is going on in that context. And so this may feel very simple, and some of you have done these meditations before. This might sound like a tick list. We go through the feet, the buttocks, the touch of clothing, the feeling of the air on the skin. But this is not. Open up to it. Really be aware, in a sense, of what is coming to you at this moment. And okay, this is not ethical in the sense of I'm having to make a choice about it, what to do. sometimes ethical situations involve us not having to do anything and just be with what is happening. So we could even think of it as a training in that way, of just being with the experience without having to intervene. Sometimes we might want to intervene if suddenly we feel we're uncomfortable on our chair and it becomes painful, or if you're sitting on the floor, then you may have to intervene. You have to make a choice often of what to do. So think of just this little receptivity practice as a way of opening to experience and seeing sometimes where we just let be and other times where we have to make a judgment. And yet this is so simple. Just dwelling in this awareness, just being this body-mind, sitting here at this moment, receptive to what is going on. And this is highly, highly important, to have this stillness and receptivity in order when we go out in ordinary life to be able perhaps to make clearer judgments about whether I should intervene, act, not act. So what might just seem a preliminary, almost warm-up exercise to the main thing of going to the breath isn't. It becomes a very, very important dimension of us opening to experience. Being aware of our bodies sitting here with all these experiences going, and we've only kind of literally touched a few. After a while, we may wish to perhaps focus a little bit more. Again, not intervening, but just being with that coming and going of the breath. And so this is not just an inert body, this is a living body. And what gives it that life is the breath. Again, we're doing it all the time, not noticed, until perhaps you've climbed a hill and you're short of breath. Done too much exercise and you find, you know, you're having to breathe a lot more quickly. This is when the breath becomes noticeable. Otherwise, we take it for granted. And again, think of how we move through life, taking many, many, many things for granted. Not being responsive to what is being presented to us, what is being given to us in our experience. And so we notice the sensations of breathing. Every breath comes with a sensation. Every breath is different. Just like every context we step into is different. And I notice that. I notice these individual sensations with this breath as my abdomen expands and gives rise to those sensations. My chest expands and contracts. And I notice that. Not intervening at this stage, not trying to change the experience. So again, we're in a sense warming up for moving into an engagement with life, where we notice a lot more clearly. I will also notice unbidden, mostly, thoughts and sensations and experiences, which simply arise. Thoughts arise, feelings arise, sensations arise. And instead of pushing them away, again, we can take ourselves and notice those. This is all part of the tapestry that we call experience. Sometimes those are giving you information, telling us something about what's going on, a little bit of discomfort. An anxiety may arise. I see it, and perhaps move into it just a little bit more closely, with a little bit more openness, with a little bit more care or friendliness, before returning back to this arising and falling of the breath, just as a primary focus. Could be anywhere else in the body, but mostly it's usually the breath. So as much as we can, we are increasing our receptivity in this process. Not just trying to hold on to the breath desperately, clinging to it, sometimes judging it. Am I doing this right? Am I doing this wrong? But just being there for it. And sometimes when we move in the ordinary world, in our everyday world, sometimes we have to stop, take account of where we are, read the situation very carefully, notice what is required. Instead of reacting, we respond, perhaps. And this is all part of this training. So something you're very familiar with, we can turn a little bit and see how it's actually related to this development of an ethical awareness by stilling, steadying, and creating awareness which is receptive and responsive. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and bring yourself back into the room and become aware of your surroundings.